Welcome. It is episode 19 of the Galveston Ghost Podcast. And if you followed us since the beginning, in episode 2, Ghost Hunter Kate had an experience in the Galvez, room 501. And that's actually what kind of started this whole journey off. So now here we are at episode 19, and we've kind of come back full circle with some people that she ran into, thanks to social media, who also had recently stayed in 501 and had a pretty unbelievable experience. So we'll let Kate set things up for you here on the Galveston Ghost Podcast, brought to you by the Galveston Experience Company, opening very soon at 15th and Seawall. And that is also where we'll have the studios for Radio Galveston. And we invite you to come by and pay us a visit next time you're in Galveston. We're halfway between Stewart Beach and the Pleasure Pier on Seawall Boulevard. And now let's see what's going on in room 501.
It's always exciting when you find somebody who has had similar experiences to your own. And just by some random circumstances, I found this couple on Facebook. Their names are Judd and Twee. They had the most incredible experience one night at a hotel. You have got to listen to the story. The more we have these interviews, the more I find that there are hundreds of us, so many people with awesome stories to share about our paranormal experiences.
My name is Judd Gottlieb.
I'm Twee Gottlieb.
We still don't believe everything that happened. It was just crazy. So the whole point, I'll be honest with you, the whole point when we set up staying at the Galvez at 501, it was really for social media, for Facebook. I don't think we actually expected or believed to see everything that we saw or hear everything that we heard. Mm-hmm. The whole thing was a shock to us.
So how long ago was this?
This was about a month ago, and it was...
Oh my gosh, it's been recent.
It was extremely recent,
yeah,
and
it's
we...
It's still fresh. The whole idea was that we actually took one of the furry guests from here. So we made this a human slash fur baby ghost hunt. And we did the ghost tour with Melissa previously, and that's how we even got the idea through our heads. But you know, the strange thing is we had stayed at the Galvez many times and nothing ever happened. So that's why we really thought this was an idea for us to get to bed early, order room service, and have a fun staycation. But from the second we stepped foot in 501 that evening, literally from when Melissa gave us a rundown of the room, weird things started happening. And the poltergeist activity, the paranormal activity, pretty much lasted until Hudson and I got the heck out of the room in the middle of the night. We pretty much got chased out by spirits. Is that right, Twee?
Yeah, Hudson is a little Shih Tzu that is one of our clients' dog. And since we weren't able to take our own kids, we actually decided to take him just in case he could sense some things that we weren't able to sense. Mm-hmm. So when Melissa was kind enough to come visit us, she gave us an introduction into how to approach the ghost. You welcome, you know, you say your name, you say you're here,
absolutely.
You're friendly. And
she showed us how to use flashlights to communicate. By the way, and us thinking we weren't going to have to do any of this, because we weren't, at the time, we weren't planning on seeing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And almost immediately, as Melissa was showing us, you know, how to use the different flashlights to have them answer questions, sure enough, the flashlight started going off.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And they were our flashlights. So this wasn't something that could have been set up by somebody else or the Galvez or Melissa. This was our equipment. That's when it started. And at the same time, as we were talking to her, just to start off the weird evening, Melissa started getting like her eyes started watering. You could physically see a change in her face as she's sitting there talking to us. And again, all this could have been coincidental, but that was the flashlights was the beginning of a really scary evening.
And so they were your own flashlights.
So Melissa told us, hey, if you guys have some mag lights, bring them. Make sure they're different colors. What you're going to do is you're going to put them on a flat surface. And we did it together. And as she's explaining to us, when you ask a question, say, you know, yes for red or no for blue.
Mm-hmm.
On, like, at that very moment when she's saying, she's giving us an example, our Amazon in flashlights, one of them turns on. And so we're sitting there, and I'm like, certainly this is not real. So I go next to the mag lights, and I kind of like jump on the ground thinking maybe the vibration from one of us made it trigger, like turn on, and it stayed on. And then I just sat back down, and as she's talking, she said, it'll go off, and then you can ask him another question or her another question. And sure enough, our flashlight went off.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. And to set the mood, we had these battery-powered flickering candles all over the place.
Of course.
We had the lights down, so everything was, you know...
It was a production on our part.
It was a production on our part.
They appreciate when you take the time...
I think so.
...to want to talk to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then very soon after that, then we started getting...
The water.
The water started turning on and off. And this is the thing. I kept running into the bathroom to film it, and right when I walked through the bathroom, it would stop. Mm-hmm. I'd run in, right, it would stop. I finally was able to get it on video because I was hiding there on the other side, mm-hmm. and I put my hand in. I literally put my hand in to videotape it, and I got it stopping and starting. In conjunction with that, the windows were rattling so hard at one point. This is what we were... sounded like that. I mean, and it started happening at the same time the water was going on and off. And by the way, that window rattling, Twee and I tried to duplicate that sound the next day.
Mm-hmm. And the windows do not budge.
No, they don't. I've been in that room. They don't move at all.
We couldn't, and we didn't know that at the time. We'd never been in 501.
So we just assumed it was part of, you know, it's a historic hotel. Of course, the windows, you know, they rattle naturally.
No explanation. And one of the things that we didn't put in our Facebook post, because we couldn't figure out a way to articulate it on paper without sounding ridiculously crazy.
Yeah.
More crazy than we sound now. And before we actually saw the ghost, we had a dog. So every hour or so, we took Hutch and the dog on a walk. Mm-hmm. And you had to go down the elevator and you cut through the lobby, right? Mm-hmm. Well... probably the weirdest things of the evening were when we cut through the lobby with Hudson. It was cold, windy, and really foggy outside. But it was like this white haze. It was very strange. Well, the weird part is that white haze seemed to filter into the lobby.
It was a thick white cloud. It was heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one thing that what I didn't mention too that goes along with this is that Melissa was telling us early on that people like you and Melissa, they're very susceptible to this energy. And she said from early that morning, she could feel energy building all day long. She knew we were in for a wild ride that night.
We did not know that.
We did not know that, or we didn't believe it. But that every time we went through the lobby, not only was there a white haze in the lobby, but there was a lot of people in the lobby. And by you, it was a busy, I think it was a Saturday night.
It was a busy night.
There would have been people. But... and we had the dog in a baby carrier, right? So a lot of people, when we first checked in, everybody was coming up to us to ask us what we were doing. They saw the ghost hunter jackets. They did. But when we were taking Hudson for a walk, no one even looked at us, which was really kind of weird. And Twee and I both got this surreal feeling when we were going through the lobby that something wasn't quite right, but we didn't videotape it.
We
didn't.
Which
is really strange because we videotape everything. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, if a dog poops out there and it's cute, I got 18 videos of it. Yeah. You know, we literally videotape everything. Don't know why we didn't videotape it.
Well, when we were walking through the lobby, we talked about how we kind of felt like we were on a movie set, and we were watching everybody else do their own thing, and we were just some observers.
And as we were going, we would point out people that we didn't think actually belonged in the lobby.
But we didn't process it at that time.
Oh my gosh.
Just thinking about it now, actually, mm-hmm. the hair on the back of my neck is standing up.
Yeah. My arms too.
Yeah, and by the way, let's just be honest. We are people that did not believe to see anything. So it's not...
We weren't hoping to see anything.
The next day...
It was just a fun marketing event for us with cute little matching jackets.
Yeah.
But it was... When we got into the elevator from taking Hudson out... Judd and I just looked at each other. We're like, well, it's kind of weird, isn't it? And we just both acknowledged that it was bizarre. It felt like we were on a movie set, and we just went.
Kept on going.
We talked to people the next day to ask them if they had any kind of similar experiences in the lobby. Front desk people, whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And they all looked at us like we're intoxicated. I mean, they just, they're like, no.
They were like, there was no haze in the lobby. That people thought we were a little crazy, but I don't know if it was the angle we were at or what, but there was a definite cloud in the lobby.
The entire time in the lobby, outside in 501, it was a very, there was a very almost like crushing feeling. It was very stressful.
In the room.
Felt like somebody had two hands on my chest. It was a suffocating feeling.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to fast forward it. In the room, none of this stuff let up. We were on two-way radios, and at one point...
Well, explain why we were on two-way radios, because I would not stay in 501. Okay?
Yeah, we got a room on the sixth floor.
So I paid for a suite, a room on the spa floor, which didn't allow animals, by the way.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. It was fabulous. It was such a nice day.
Yeah, she got lovely sleep.
It was beautiful. My windows did not rattle. It was bright. It was airy. It was the opposite of Judd's experience in 501, which was bizarre.
Now, leading up to... So we were on two-way radios, and at one point leading up to before I saw the Ghost Bride... paranormal activity was so loud in the room, Twee could barely hear me and I could barely hear her on the radios. And these are crystal clear radios. Right on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And as the evening progressed, the noises we started hearing were getting louder and louder. I also heard a lot of like big bangs. Now these are easily explainable in a hotel, right? Somebody next to you, somebody in your room above, the floor below, whatever, it could be anything, but these particular bangs were like, it almost sounded like a drum beating in the distance. We were thinking that
maybe a few floors up,
maybe it was coming from where the storage is on the top floor of the Galveston that they don't actually use. That's the only thing we could think of.
So it sounded like it was coming from
far. I would definitely sounded up. So all this was going on. It was really loud.
Yeah,
by the way, there was no room service. I was a mess. I was a wreck. I stood true for the most part, and I had the lights off, and the EMF teddy bear with the Boo Bear was, of course, it was going off every 2 seconds.
Oh my god!
Somebody was touching the Boo Bear. When the Boo Bear started saying it's ABCs, I turned it off. That was enough for me.
It's ABCs.
Yeah, ABCs. I was like, okay, I'm done with that. So Boo Bear was off. Yeah.
Well, explain. Oh okay, so he was Judd. This is what he told me.
So tell me about the Boo Bear.
Okay, so the Boo Bear, Melissa actually lent us this Boo Bear.
Mm-hmm.
So when it feels somebody touching it or it feels a change in temperature, it'll say different things.
And
or
it'll
light
to
up.
Draw in kids, too, because it's a toy.
Yes, it's a toy. It's meant to draw in kids. And the Galvez is known to have a lot of ghost spirits.
Mm-hmm.
So Judd would see it randomly, like, coming on and saying different things, like, come on over.
Yeah.
Or, you know, come play with me.
Right.
And then, by the way, it's creepy in itself. But it had nothing to do with ghosts. It's creepy as could possibly be.
Yes. It was a teddy bear.
Yeah. So I finally turned that off, and these things were going on, and I was, and the feeling, the physical feeling that I kept getting was almost getting, like, I was almost having an anxiety attack. Now, mind you, we've traveled to different countries. I've been through a lot of stuff. I don't get nervous or scared. I just don't. But I started getting a lot of anxiety. And then when I finally saw her, I had all the lights were off, the candles were on. Now we had in 501, there's a lot of mirrors behind all the doors, mirrors everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I purposely had all the doors open, and there were a lot of reflections at the time that I thought that would be cool. What a dumb idea. So when I saw this entity, it was after a lot of stuff had been happening. So then my rational side comes back. So I'm like, okay, Judd, I know I'm visually seeing this, but there's a lot of mirrors. You got flickering candles. Reflections can play all kinds of games. And my imagination is running wild. So I recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm probably...
Do you want to sit the stage a little bit? So the room is dark. He has our battery-operated flickering candles.
Well, and it's not a very big room.
It is
right.
Not
it's a
big room, but it's
It's
very
right
shiny.
Out of a movie.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
The wind is howling. The window frames are about to come out
it's
of the wall.
It's about, what time is it? Like midnight, 1 o'clock?
Little later than that. Somewhere
and
in
the
there.
The water had been turning on and off by itself.
I'm
which, cute. By the way, at first I thought it was the dog peeing. but it wasn't.
Yeah. I totally yeah. did. The dog looked at her like, there, lady.
He's like right next to me, and I'm like, well, he's yelling next to me. Who is like turning on the water mm-hmm. over there?
But, you
so
know,
you have that, the wind howling.
And very plausible cold. Explanation. You could just say the plumbing, but the strange thing was, mm-hmm. right when I approached it is when it stopped.
Yeah.
Which was, and it was, and I, believe me, I did it many times that night. Without fail, right when I hit the door frame, it would stop. It was really strange.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have that. You have the wind. You have the mist. So Judd is in bed watching a movie with Hudson.
I'm in my boxers, by the way. Because there's a little funny part to this. At the beginning of the evening,
Melissa
gave us some crystals, right?
She's like, this one will protect you. This one is to ward off anything evil.
I appreciated that she did that. I put them in my pocket. I never thought about it. I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Sure, Melissa.
Sure, whatever. I guarantee you, when I saw what I saw, I nearly tripped and broke my neck trying to put my pants on because those damn crystals were in my pocket.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing as I see it.
Yeah, so you're laying in the bed. You're watching a movie. The main lights are off. Mm-hmm. He just has the candles with Hudson. And then you see...
Yeah, so I look up and there is a... You know, you hear all the stories about just a shape or an orb or a flickering whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, what I saw, I can only say what I saw.
Yeah.
And I'm not an mm-hmm. expert in this field. I'm not even, I know from just people telling stories.
Mm-hmm.
And what I saw was a person clearly visible, staring right at me. She didn't look terrified, but the situation made it terrifying.
Yeah.
But not her. Mm-hmm. She actually, there was something about her face that was almost calming in a way. But she was looking at me just like you're looking at me. And mm-hmm. so I did this, and I put my pants on, and this woman is fixating on me. She's mm-hmm. looking at me. So I figured this is an easy fix. My imagination has now run crazy. I'm making up what I want to see because
mm-hmm.
I'm scared, and we've been talking about this.
And we're exhausted.
So I turned the light on, fully anticipating... to see nothing. Mm-hmm. I turn the light on and she's still there floating right outside the window. Now at the time it was a little difficult to see whether she was in front of the window or out of the window.
In the picture you can.
I as the light went on, as I'm snapping picture after picture after picture, because there's nowhere you can slowly see her dissipate, and she just dissipated into the wind.
Okay. And, so you know how 501 is, there are two big windows in 501.
Yep. One faces the
downtown.
Yep.
And then the other one is to the ocean.
Yep.
She was on the ocean side, kind of where you would expect her to be if she was looking for her long lost love.
Right on the parapet wall of the balcony.
On the other side of the trash.
And I'm
going to
guess, when she stayed there, that was probably an actual balcony that you could walk out on. That's what I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. And because that's where she was. And, you know, we had heard that maybe people had it wrong, and maybe that wasn't the room she always goes back to.
Yeah.
We heard a lot of different things, but I know what I saw, that's exactly where you would expect her to be
mm-hmm.
at the balcony facing the ocean side mm-hmm. directly, right there. And she literally, you could clearly make out a veil. You can
her chin.
Oh my God. I mean,
her
she
neck.
Was. Yeah.
And we have the pictures. And the cool, one of the crazy things is, Judd said, you know, you have all this noise going on. He said, right when she appeared, everything went quiet.
Yeah.
It was, I think she cleared the room for them.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like she was watching them, and they look like nice, you know, he looks like a nice person. Hudson's a sweet-looking dog, and she was just kind of watching out for them and made everybody else leave. That's what I think.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I have goosebumps all the way down my arms and legs.
It is.
But that is where...
Yeah.
They say looking at the ocean.
Not downtown. And the cool thing is, because of social media, Judd documented everything, took pictures, wrote, you know, he freaked out. So he hasn't finished the story yet, but he ended up, after seeing this woman dissipate, putting his clothes on, getting his keys, taking him and Hudson to Kroger's. And
the valet thought I was nuts. The people at Kroger thought I was about to rob him because I'm walking, and it's cold, so Hudson's in my jacket.
But he documents everything with pictures. He put it on social media. He put it on our Facebook account. And you can see Some people pretend to deny because they can't, you know, because it's, you don't want to think that there are things like that out there. I don't think she was angry or anything. I actually think she was very nice.
Yeah.
But you can clearly make out her chin, her neck, her shoulders.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up for you right now so you can see it. So
this
was the real-time picture that I took.
And
you can clearly see the balcony wall.
Yeah.
That's her shoulders. That's the veil right
there. There's
her
chin. Yeah.
Look at the eyes. You see the nose. Now, this was already, I'm going to guess this is already maybe 3 seconds into it. So she's already
with
at this time.
On. She's starting.
Already, now, this is full lights on. She's already dissipating.
I know. Full lights on.
The next morning, we both were looking in vents. We were thinking, this is fake.
We took our little mag lights. Melissa told us to get. We went around the room.
We thought the Galvez set it up. Yeah.
Yeah, just because they knew we were doing this and they just wanted it to happen.
It is absolutely pure truth.
It's surreal. It was crazy. And the weird thing was is when I finally got back from Kroger and I composed myself, I stepped back in the room. It was like a different room. For the first time since checking in, there was no heavy feeling on my chest. The room was totally clear of everything. I was looking under beds, drawers. Mm-hmm. We were looking for wires everywhere.
You stayed in 501. You know the AC works very, very well in the Galvez and in that room. When we walked into that room, because the sun was still up, I turned the AC to 67. So when Melissa started coming in, it started getting warmer and warmer and heavier and heavier. And I totally agree with Jen. It was like somebody was stepping on her chest.
Yeah.
And then the next day, it was totally different.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Got not 5 seconds of sleep that night.
I did. My room was fabulous, guys. If you ever want a nice day, go to the Galvez. Sixth floor. Not five.
Yeah.
Honest to goodness, after Jed experienced that, he was like, we need to find a new go-to hotel. And I said, no. I said, we're just going to stay on a different floor. But he was ready to be like,
and that's
no.
How much Tweet likes it. That's how much Tweet loves the Galvez.
I do. I really enjoy it.
It's haunted. We experienced it, and she still wants to go back.
Which is not normal, by the way.
I would have to agree. Room 501 is not your normal hotel room. In fact, I've been in the room. I've had relatives in the room. Kate's had an experience. We've had so many people having experiences in Room 501. We actually started a group on Facebook, which is called the 501 Club. It's public, so if you'd like to talk to other people who've had experiences in 501, share photos and stories and videos, whatever, feel free to join the group on Facebook and make plans to visit it yourself. We hope you're enjoying the Galveston Ghost Podcast, and you do subscribe. We've got more 501 stories coming up, and many other stories from around Galveston Island. And we're now available on most of the major podcast platforms. Just got an email. We are now on Podbean. Or is it Bean Pod? Podbean. I don't know. Just about everywhere you can find us. And, of course, on the podcast tab at GalvestonExperience.com. By the way, if you've got a story you'd like to tell, call us at 409-741-3400, and you can communicate with Ghost Hunter Kate, and it could be that your story is coming up in a future edition right here on the Galveston Ghost Podcast. We'll look for you next time.